That's a lot of work to do. Going forward, we have to rebuild our party, rejuvenate the party, get the young people between the ages of 21 and 50 in particular to fully participate in their civic duty. We need to change the consciousness of the Progressive Labour Party to becoming more competitive both economically and culturally, and that's going to require serious cooperation amongst us as a people. And so overall, it's not a joyous occasion in the sense that I will go ahead and celebrate, because I'm conscious of the fact that as a party, we have to be prepared to be a strong opposition and also position ourselves to return to government as soon as possible.
How soon do you think that will be?
It will be up to the people. I cannot speculate. And a writ will be dropped by the Premier when that time he deems fit, and we'll be ready.
What was your message to the delegates tonight?
What I just mentioned, we have to rebuild the party. We have to transform our consciousness and seek to become economically competitive. We have to encourage our young people to become full participants in the political process. And we have to encourage our elders who have been carrying the burden of the struggle for so long to now shift their focus on educating our young people as to the value of their exercising their civic duty.
What are you going to do different that wasn't done in this campaign?
Our approach is going to be different in the sense that we're going to take a higher ground. The narrative on race that has permeated Bermuda for the last several decades, we're going to take the lead and take that narrative to a higher level. There's no need for racists in this country. There's no need for race baiting in the country. I think a man respects you when you respect yourself. It's better to compete and cooperate than to complain. And so I think that's going to be our focus going forward, is that we're not going to be pointing fingers at people and playing the victim as if someone else is their oppressors.
What exactly do you mean by taking it to a higher level?
A higher level, which I just explained. No more racism and racist remarks from one side, and no more race baiting on the other side. Both are two sides of the same coin, and there's a higher level of discourse that's required, which is going to be based on mutual understanding, love goodwill, loving thy neighbor as thyself, and most importantly, doing for self. Like I said, a man respects you when you respect yourself. So you don't have to look outside and blame others for your predicament when the Lord gave us the power to be the masters of our own destiny.
Given the last discourse on race of the last 2 weeks, which direction will you go, up from that or down from that?
I only go up.
What do you mean by up from that?
Well, we have to evolve the narrative. Race right now is somewhat in a box. You know, it's victim and it's oppressor, and that's the perception. But in the end, we're all Bermudians. And so before we start to point fingers at those who we consider to be racist, we have to first look at ourselves and prepare ourselves to do for self. And as I can't repeat it more, that a man respects you when you respect yourself. So it's time for us to turn our swords into plowshares. Now, obviously, we're going to be conscious of the fact that you still have racist attitudes in this country. But those attitudes are best ignored, and the focus should be on the higher and finer things that connect us as a people.
What are your thoughts about the strategy in Parliament going forward? There's only 2 seats separating you, a very strong opposition. How are you going to lead the parliamentary group?
With wisdom and righteousness, that's how I plan to lead. Like I said to the delegates, because we have 17 seats does not necessarily mean that we are going to stop or block any and all pieces of legislation just for the sake of it. I don't think that'll be a disservice to the people of this country. So we have to continuously ensure that we are preparing ourselves to be a governing waiting, and so we're going to conduct ourselves in that manner.
How is the PLP communicate with the business community going forward?
By communicating with them. Having open dialogue and discourse, understanding the needs which they have already expressed, and most important, I think, changing the discourse especially within the Progressive Labour Party, which has historically said that if we're pro-labour, we must be anti-business. That concept has to change. It's clear that without risk takers, without business persons, you cannot create employment. And so not only will we encourage the future development of the tourism industry in IB, but I also would like for our people to focus on economic development within. So we will be pro-business just because we are pro-labour.
Once a leader has spoken, I don't think I should be saying anything after the leader.
Okay.
Yeah, that's respect to the leader.
How badly did you want this position?
I never had ambition for leadership. For me, leadership comes through preparation, wisdom, and understanding, and study, and most importantly, be prepared to move off of inspiration. Inspiration and ambition are two different characteristics. One comes from within and one comes from without. One is substantial and one is not substantial.
Why did you accept the nomination?
Because I heard the call of the people and I've prepared myself. And when the time came and they asked, I put myself forward. And in the end, they decided. And so I serve at their will and pleasure.